Welcome to this modified worship service on this fourth Sunday of Lent for Zion Lutheran Church in Phillipsburg. In these challenging times, it is important for us to worship, even if we cannot to be together. Know that each of you are in my prayers of safety, health, and courage in these times. For those of you who have online access, you will find the audio of this service posted both on Facebook and Zion's website. I am Pastor Leanne Darlington, and it is good to be here today. We begin our service. We worship as we live in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our words of confession. God, who is love, we come admitting the brokenness in our lives, the brokenness between ourselves, the brokenness between nations, the brokenness between humanity and creation. Give us the courage to acknowledge this pain. Give us the faith to trust your presence. Give us the desire to share your healing, promised and provided, in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Bend your ear to hear our prayers and open our eyes to know and trust in you, Jesus Christ our Lord. By your gracious life and death for us, you brought light into the darkness of our hearts, and you anoint us with your Spirit. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our first reading this morning is from Ephesians chapter 5. Our reading. Once you were in darkness, but now in the Lord you are light. Live as children of light. For the fruit of the light is found in all that is good and right and true. Try to find out what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. For it is shameful even to mention what such people do secretly. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible. For everything that becomes visible is light. Therefore it says, Sleeper, awake, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Here ends our reading. Our gospel reading this morning is from John chapter 9, verses 1 to 41. The Holy Gospel according to John. As Jesus walked along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither this man nor his parents sinned. He was born blind so that God's work might be revealed in him. We must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had said this, he spat on the ground and made mud with the saliva and spread it on the man's eyes, saying to him, Go, wash in the pool of Siloam, which means sent. Then he went and washed and came back able to see. The neighbors and those who had seen him before as a beggar began to ask, Is this not the man who used to sit and beg? Some were saying, It is he. Others were saying, No, but it is someone like him. He kept saying, I am the man. But they kept asking him, Then how were your eyes opened? He answered, The man called Jesus made mud, spread it on my eyes, and said to me, Go to Siloam and wash. Then I went and washed and received my sight. They said to him, "Where is he?" The blind man said, "I do not know." They brought to the Pharisees the man who had formerly been blind. Now it was a Sabbath day when Jesus made the mud and opened his eyes. Then the Pharisees also began to ask him how he had received his sight. He said to them, "He put mud on my eyes, then I washed, and now I see." Some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God, for he does not observe the Sabbath." But others said, "How can a man who is a sinner perform such signs?" And they were divided. So they said again to the blind man, "What do you say about him? It was your eyes he opened." He said, "He is a prophet." The Jews did not believe that he had been blind and had received his sight until they called the parents of the man who had received the sign and asked them, "Is this your son who you say was born blind? How then does he now see?" His parents answered, "We know that this is our son and that he was born blind, but we do not know how it is that now he sees, nor do we know who opened his eyes. Ask him. He is of age. He will speak for himself." His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jews, for the Jews had already agreed that anyone who confessed Jesus to be the Messiah would be put out of the synagogue. Therefore his parents said, "He is of age. Ask him." So for the second time they called the man who had been blind, and they said to him, "Give glory to God. We know that this man is a sinner." He answered, "I do not know whether he is a sinner. One thing I do know, that though I was blind, now I see." And they said to him, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" He answered them, "I have told you already, and you would not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you also want to become his disciples?" Then they reviled him, saying, "You are his disciple, but we are disciples of Moses. We know that God has spoken to Moses, but as for this man, we do not know where he comes from." The man answered, "Here is an astonishing thing. You do not know where he comes from, and yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but he does listen to one who worships him and obeys his will. Never since the world began has it been heard that anyone opened the eyes of a person born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing." They answered him, "You were born entirely in sins, and are you trying to teach us?" And then they drove him out. Jesus heard that they had driven him out, and when he found them, he said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" He answered, "And who is he, sir? Tell me so that I may believe in him." Jesus said to him, "You have seen him, and the one speaking with you is he." He said, "Lord, I believe." And he worshipped him. Jesus said, "I came into this world for judgment, so that those who do not see may see, and those who do see may become blind." Some of the Pharisees near him heard this and said to him, "Surely we are not blind, are we?" Jesus said to them, "If you were blind, you would not have sin. But now that you say we see, your sin remains." Here ends our gospel reading. Grace and peace to you, children of God. As I was preparing this homily throughout the week, the words of amazing grace kept popping into my head. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I am found. 'Twas blind, but now I see. How many of us have felt lost this past week? There is so much anxiety, fear, and worry around us. We've heard phrases of the need for social distancing. There are shortages of personal protective equipment and a necessity to flatten the curve. There is a 24-hour news cycle that gives us up-to-date numbers of those affected by COVID-19, and the numbers do not stop climbing. Restaurants, stores, factories, and businesses are closing or limiting their hours, and hospitals are in dire need of masks and hand sanitizer. Amazing grace, I once was lost. The blind man in our gospel reading today had been lost. There was a question of whether or not he was a sinner because of his blindness. He begged for money to survive in the world. He was an outsider who was defined by his disability. But then along came Jesus, this man who was the light of the world, and suddenly the blind man was healed. He could see. The man was found by Jesus. And in being found, he began to grow in faith and understanding. He did not know how he was healed. He did not know how it happened. He only knew that he could see. He was found, and he was loved. Amazing grace. But now I am found. Let's look at the reaction of the community when the blind man gained his sight. Because suddenly the community did not recognize him. They were blinded. They would have known this man all their life. They would have helped him do his daily chores. They would have helped him cross the street. They would have helped to feed him. They would have likely worshipped together. But now he was suddenly a stranger to them. Did they only see him for his blindness and not the spirit that lived inside the man? And what about his parents? There did not seem to be much joy and celebration in knowing that their son could suddenly see. Their fear of the law and the Pharisees blinded their joy. Everyone except the blind man was blind to the capacity of believing and understanding what they had witnessed and experienced through Jesus Christ. Amazing grace, I was blind. Through his life, death, and resurrection, Jesus brought light into the world. He opened the blind man's eyes so that he was able to see and live out the faith and hope of Jesus Christ. In these uncertain and challenging times, the light of Jesus still shines through the darkness. The light of Jesus Christ still shines in our world and in our lives. It shines in neighbors checking up on one another. It shines in leaving groceries on folks' doorsteps so that no one goes hungry. It shines in conversations and signs of peace and love from afar. It shines in restaurants that give their week's worth of food to homeless shelters so that the least can be fed. It shines in hospital staffs who work tirelessly to provide medical care to those who are ill and to those who will become ill. It shines all over the world. And our eyes have been opened to the light of Jesus Christ that is still shining, despite the fear and anxiety that we are living in at this moment. Amazing grace. But now I see. Everyone else may have abandoned the blind man after he gained his sight, but Jesus did not. And Jesus will not and does not abandon us. Jesus is the light of the world, and in him we can trust that he will help us through the trials and tribulations of our lives. The grace of Jesus Christ is alive within the fear and anxiety we are feeling, telling us that we are not alone, that we are beloved children of a God who cares for each and every one of us. Through our faith, we are steadfast in the knowledge that God has big enough shoulders to carry our fears and bring peace and comfort to our troubled hearts and troubled minds. It does not mean that we will not have fear and anxiety. It's just that God is with us in it. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I am found. 'Twas blind, but now I see. May courage and peace be with each of you in these coming weeks. Amen. Turning our hearts to God, who is gracious and merciful, we pray for the church, the world, and all who are in need. God, who gives sight to the blind, we confess that there are many things we do not see: the pain of our neighbors, your love for our enemies, your welcome of strangers. Open our eyes. In your unbounded mercy, Lord, hear our prayer. God, who brings healing to the sick, we offer our heartfelt thanks for those who bring your healing: doctors and nurses, first responders and volunteers. Show us how we can support them in your healing work. Open our eyes. In your unbounded mercy, Lord, hear our prayer. God, who restores us to community in this time of isolation and fear, we ask for courage and faith. Show us new ways to care for the people around us, that even as we practice social distancing, we may not give into social isolation. We especially remember those who work so that we may have food and safety. Open our eyes. In your unbounded mercy, Lord, hear our prayer. God, who calls your church to serve, we thank you for leaders who lead, for servants who serve, for the quiet who go about their ministry in the invisible corners of life. Strengthen us to respond with love and compassion to these difficult times. Open our eyes. In your unbounded mercy, Lord, hear our prayer. God, who challenges our self-centeredness, you call us to act on behalf of others. We remember all those who are isolated, who are fearful, and who are sick, whether recovering from illness or injury. We remember especially Scott and Eddie and Zach, and those we name in the silence of our own hearts. We celebrate the birth of Sadie, daughter of Sarah and Scott, and we pray for Derek, Tasha, and baby H. Open our eyes. In your unbounded mercy, Lord, hear our prayer. God, who sends your church to the world, we are afraid, yet we are called. Increase our faith. Open our eyes. In your unbounded mercy, Lord, hear our prayer. According to your steadfast love, O God, hear these and all of our prayers as we commend them to you, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. I give thanks to the Reverend Rick Price, who wrote some of this service today. Stay well, everyone. God is with you.